There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
What's on your mind? The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains from the studios of 550 K-Fire, K-F-Y-R, Bismarck Mandan, the legendary voice of the Northern Plains, AM 1100 The Flag. For you Minnesota listeners, Western Minnesota, Eastern North Dakota, you got AM 1100 The Flag. Glad you're listening. And, of course, KTGO, booming to the Bakken, Tioga, Stanley, Watford City, Williston, all at Northwest North Dakota Quadrant, and KLTC in Dickinson as well. Brought to you in part today by the North Dakota Petroleum Council. NorthDakotaOilCan.com, a great resource. In fact, today, if you want to join in on the fun, there is a Pick Up the Patch event going on in Alexander, North Dakota, that the folks at JW Energy are coordinating up there, so you can check that out. Also, Wednesday in Tioga, a Pick Up the Patch events, and Patricia at Nesta Consulting, the one to call if you want to help and participate on that. They're going to be doing that on Wednesday. More of those events and all of them online at NorthDakotaOilCan.com. Chat with Ron Ness from the North Dakota Petroleum Council. Good enough to stay with us into this segment as well, because we had a couple calls that we wanted to get in. We were up against a break, and Darren in Bismarck is first to go here. Darren, go ahead with your question for Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council.
Does the North Dakota Petroleum Council have standards that are put in place for the people that haul the oil? I'm sure there's a certain state limit for axle weight and stuff like that, but on the trains themselves, just being around the Bismarck area a few times, and not saying it's related in any way, I've noticed in a few spots that trains tracks dip low enough to where the trains almost derail. In those situations, I've called the DMVWR and let them know, but what my question is, does the Petroleum Council or the Industrial Commission set a standard for the trains to have the tracks that are carrying the oil previously inspected to carry that weight limit?
Well, I think your question is a good one, and as you know, I had a call last week about something about somebody had an idea on how to address something on rail cars, and I said, I'm an oil guy. I'm not. All of a sudden, we've gotten into being the train car guys, but most of those standards are federal standards, and the North Dakota Public Service Commission has very limited jurisdiction over anything related to rail. They're going to be adding some inspectors. The federal agencies have about 30 inspectors in North Dakota, and those are federal rules. And I'm not the guy to answer that question, but I think your issue is a good one. It's really about ensuring that the tracks can handle the weight, just like we would look at roads in various areas. But are they inspected? First of all, is the train and the equipment and the cars inspected properly? But secondly, I think the one of the bigger issues when you look at the accidents over in Virginia, the tracks had essentially been washed away and a train was running down them. So there's clearly work to do there. Those are federal issues, and I'm sure Scott's probably got somebody coming on his show that he can ask these questions of, because I do not have the answers.
Thank you.
Thanks for the call, Darren. Appreciate it very much. Rick and Ross had to run, but he did leave us his question to ask you. And he said, I'm fairly new here, but I'm having trouble understanding the history of the extraction tax. Why do we have it in North Dakota? What's the justification for it? He was saying, hey, this is private property, and, you don't have an extraction tax for cattle or for grain. Why do you have it for oil, was his question.
Well, that's a good question. In 1980, the people of North Dakota voted to impose an extraction tax, a 6.5% extraction tax. and which essentially was 130% increase in the oil tax at that point. It was on top of the existing 5% gross production tax, which is the monies that go back to the communities in and around where the oil activity is taking place. Some money goes to the general fund and other things. And as soon as 1983, the legislature began trying to impose triggers on things in order to mitigate the profound impacts of increasing that oil tax 130% at a time when the price of oil began dropping and you essentially saw activity leave the state. And we've cobbled together a tax structure for the past 30, 35 years that had become very cumbersome. Now going forward, it appears that we're going to have a relatively simple tax, basically a 5% gross production tax, a 5% extraction tax. Many states do not have an extraction tax. Many states have, every state's got a different tax policy. I believe Ohio does not have a additional tax on their oil extraction. But you can look at every state's got a different process. And of course, people like to try and utilize oil tax revenues to fund state government. It takes the pressure off the rest of us. You know, what's the fair and adequate compensation for oil production? I think that's a never to be determined agreeable amount, but you got to find something that's fair and competitive, and we've moved a step towards that with this bill. It eliminates the unpredictability and the complexity of what we have, but most importantly, I think you know, taxes, companies in addition pay all of the sales tax. They pay all of the corporate income tax, the personal income tax on their royalties as farmers and ranchers and other oil interests. So this is an additional tax on top of what everything else is paid. So it certainly, taxes are always a big controversial issue. And I think, you know, I think the legislature came out with something that's pretty straightforward going forward, and we'll see how it works out.
Mark emails a question in. I saw recently that EOG has said they will begin standing rigs back up when the price of oil hits $65. Is this pretty much across the board what other companies will do as well?
Yeah, well, what EOG said is that they would begin completing wells if oil reached $65 a barrel. It previously, they had said $70. It is not across the board. Every company is going to have a different threshold of where they're at in their financial situation and their budget. And I guess, you know, I will hold with my prediction that if the big trigger does not hit, the majority of companies are going to kind of, you know, stage their way through the rest of 2015 and hope to put a better budget forth in 2016, and that our rig count is probably going to stay, hopefully it will stay flat, and we maybe have reached a bottom point here. I hope we have, but we'll see how it goes forward. But a lot of people out there, of course, you know, having to find alternative work or additional hours because their hours are being reduced. But you know, I think that we're maybe leveling off here a little bit, getting a lot of construction work done and road work done out there. And I just wanted to make a follow-up comment on your pick up the patch comments, Scott. I couldn't be prouder of industry and all of the people in those communities that are out picking up the patch. And would love to hear some feedback from people on what they're seeing out there, because we've had a tremendous number of people out picking up the patch over the last few weeks and the next few weeks going forward, encouraging all of the companies and others in those communities to get involved. It's become a fun event. And something that we all appreciate, and it's one of those things that we can address here, and we appreciate what everybody's doing.
Yeah, we were actually out at Dickinson for the kickoff for their event there. Marathon Oil did a nice event on the 30th of April, and then there was a number of companies that came together on the 1st of May, and then actually Dickinson goes through even the 16th here, so they're still doing this with different events through this coming Saturday. But it is neat. I mean, because there's really a robust community-led, company-led effort to clean up the patch. They're fun to see that kind of involvement, and looking forward to seeing all those folks at the Bakken Rocks Cookfest coming up this summer too.
Well, and the pick up the patch started. I was in Williston in the summer of 2011. After, of course, the all of the snow that winter and the floods and all of those things, and Williston was chaos at the time. And we were meeting We were meeting with the mayor of Williston at Statoil, and I said, "Mayor, what can we do to help up here?" And he looked at it. He said, "You know, our ditches are a mess. We had so much snow we couldn't get things cleaned up. But can you help with just can somebody help, you know, pick up the garbage?" And it hit me like, okay, this is something we can handle. And since then, we have just had a tremendous effort going forward. It's a great product, great team building event as well. It's a good thing to do for the communities.
It is indeed, that's for sure. Ron, thanks for the time today. Appreciate it very much. And we'll chat again here in a couple of weeks. And always appreciate your access for the listeners and taking questions. And very helpful. So thanks a bunch.
Thanks, Scotty. Have a great week.
You as well. Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council. And by the way, speaking of the cleanup events and all the, I mentioned Cookfest. That is the funnest summer event there is. This year it's going to be in Alexander and in South Hart. So a couple of great locations for that. Of course, South Hart location now for the first refinery built in the United States in 40 years. That's a good place to bring the Cookfest for sure. So Alexander on the 14th, South Hart on the 16th of July. And it's barbecue and live music and activities and all kinds of freebies. You can't even believe it. NorthDakotaOilCan.com for that information, as well as pick up the patch events. NorthDakotaOilCan.com. How much rain and snow do we get? We'll tell you that when we come back. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Metro Serve USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Petro Serve USA makes everyone a winner with their $10,000 giveaway. Register to win 100 $100 gift cards given away while you share a 4-for-4 with the family. Hot Stuff Pizza, 20-ounce drink, and 2 cookies for just $4. At Petro Serve USA, everyone is a winner. Petro Serve USA, helping America feel better.
First International Bank and Trust knows that dreams make life worth living. So let's dream. Let's worry less about money. Let's have more moments being in the moment. Let's live first. With free checking and convenient online and mobile banking, you can focus on things that money can't buy.
Happy birthday!
Open an account today at livefirstmobile.com. Member FDIC.
Spring has sprung. A chase on the lake. Warm temps are here, so don't miss out on a chance to stay a few nights on the shores of Leech Lake in Walker, Minnesota. Stay now through May 21st and get a great deal. Classic hotel rooms or condos. Relax by the pool. Massage in the Copper Door of Ada Spa. And the only lakeside dining in Walker. Classic hotel room price, $79 a night. Classic two-bedroom, one-bath condo, $99 a night. Go to chaseonthelake.com. Use the promo code SPRING or call 888-242-7306. And celebrate the official kickoff this summer with a getaway for the entire family. Family fun and special savings Memorial Weekend at Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota. This offer is good May 22nd through the 25th and includes a bonfire, s'mores every night, movie night, ice cream social, open bowling, bingo, live entertainment at the 502, and special rates, $259 for 2 nights in a classic hotel room, $489 for 3 nights in a classic condo. Upgrades available, too. Go to chaseonthelake.com or call 888-242-7306.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Don Williams is good Monday music, isn't it?
Yep.
I think it fits pretty good.
Yep.
You like that answer?
Yep.
Yep.
What did I do with the list of... we have the snowfall totals and the rain totals.
Yep, from got it right here.
National Weather Service, Selfridge, North Dakota. You ready for this? 9.5 inches of snow.
And so they got. We had a listener send in a picture from their place at Selfridge, too, as they hold the snow shovel, kind of stick it down under the hood of their car so you can see just how far up the shovel it goes. And yeah, not what you expect in mid-May, I guess.
No kidding. And Fort Yates had 8 inches. Why can't I find this here? Did you send it?
Wishick had 5. Ashley had 5. Forbes, Hazleton, Strasburg, Hedinger, and another location just north of Forbes, all with 4 inches of snow. Hedinger and Napoleon each with 3 inches of snow. As far as the rainfall totals, Ashley 4 inches, Forbes 3.5, Ellendale 3, Strasburg just under 3, 2.85, Fullerton 2.7, and Cullum with 2.1 inches of rainfall yesterday.
We had a caller earlier in the program that was concerned about Bowman getting hammered with snow, but one of our fine listeners sent me a photograph of their backyard, and I see nothing but green in Bowman.
They were supposed to have gotten nailed. They were supposed to have been like the target of the whole thing.
So. Yeah, I don't know if it's either it's, you know,
it doesn't work out.
Either it's 80 and sunny and all of it melted or it didn't happen. I don't know what. But Sheila said, didn't get hammered in Bowman like that caller thought. Pheasants are everywhere and should be fine. And thank you for the photo. Wish we could do the show on the back deck there.
Yeah,
looks very, very pleasing. Very wonderful. All right, 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. Anything on your mind? Have at it. Dana Perino will be here in just a few minutes, the former White House press secretary and author now of a new book called And the Good News Is. Lessons and advice from the bright side. A lot of things we can ask Dana, and we'll ask whatever. Well, you call us. You call her and ask her any questions you have. But, one of the reasons that I thought to have her on was the stories she tells in the book about President Bush, her boss then, 43, and his interaction with wounded warriors and family members. And tells one story about how he just let some mom scream at him. Mom of a wounded warrior, and had no problem with it at all. So curious about some more details on those stories, which are very, very touching. So look forward to that conversation in a moment. In the meantime, have at it here at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, or studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Lots of Facebook chatter, too, on our topics, including the Fighting Sioux fiasco is probably the wrong word, kerfuffle, war of words between the forum editorial and a few Fighting Sioux fans. Maybe that's a better way to put it. And first of all, a word about a secure energy future. This is something you need to pay attention to. That is a secure energy future. Power that you can depend on. The Coalition for a Secure Energy Future is dedicated to enhancing, preserving, and protecting a diverse set of energy resources, including coal-based electricity. To ensure a continued affordable and reliable energy supply for families and businesses right here, Minnesota and North Dakota, today and into the future. There are so many regulations right now that are proposed that would have an enormous impact on your bottom line. Two ways. One, in the price you pay for power, in your power bill that comes every month. And if you want to find out what you would pay, you yourself, you can go to secureenergyfuture.org, and there's a calculator that'll show you exactly how to find out how much proposed changes to carbon regulations would mean and how much it would impact your monthly energy costs. But here's something else you need to think about. You raise the cost of electricity, the cost of everything goes up, right? Because it costs more to make it. There's a ripple effect that's pretty extraordinary. So we really need to build this army of common sense support for this great industry that is providing this affordable, reliable energy supply. And the folks in the coal industry in North Dakota, they're for all of the above. They just want to be part of the all of the above solutions that are out there. Unfortunately, there's some that don't see coal playing a part at all, which is just ridiculous and will cost you big time. So that's why you need to get involved. Coalition for a Secure Energy Future
is a great resource. Find them online at SecureEnergyFuture.org. SecureEnergyFuture.org. Call that came in during the break. Let's get that in here on what's on your mind, and then I'll get to these Facebook comments.
Yeah, Forbes has actually got a bunch of overland flooding down there, too. That whole corner all the way, you know, Ashley, Merritt, they're going to have a massive flooding issue because it's still raining like crazy down there. So, yeah, just an update. Later. Bye.
All right, he's saying Forbes is going to have a flooding issue. How much rain did you say was it, or snow was it, Forbes? Todd, they were...
3.5.
Yeah, okay. Snow or rain?
That's rainfall. Snowfall 4 at one point. Well, yeah, 4 at both points, I guess. There's two different points. There's one right at Forbes and one 10 miles north. They both had 4 inches of snow and 3.5 inches of rainfall at 1 and 3.1 at the one 10 miles north of Forbes.
Yeah, and I'm no flooding expert, but as dry as it was, you know, I'm not so sure it would be...
It's a lot of flooding time. As long as we don't dump much more on top of that, we should... It'll probably be okay, but
he was a little concerned about the flooding situation. I don't know if that's something you need to worry about or not. Don says about David Davidson's response to the Fargo Forum snarkiness on the towards Fighting Sioux. What's a better word for them? The folks that hold some nostalgia for the Fighting Sioux, right? They're traditionalists. That's what I'm going to call them. Traditionalists.
There you go. That's a good term.
Yeah, like that. Don says it's amazing how the same people that demand respect have no idea how to be respectful. For decades, the antis demanded respect for their position. They won by means that are still disputed by a majority of the Spirit Lake and possibly Standing Rock tribal members. That isn't enough for them. They want to control thinking and the legal public discourse. These people are not only allowed to be disrespectful, but are encouraged to be disrespectful by progressive liberals. Anything that fits their mission, lies, distortion, reinvention of history, etc., is fair game to them. Their mantra is, do as I say, not as I do. Now, Sherry says that both the Forum and Davidson essentially ignored the varied experience of the nickname by members of Sioux tribes or by other Native Americans for that matter, and the Forum's editorial does little to attempt common ground with unreconstructed sports fans. But the attitudes of the latter are becoming increasingly offensive and blaming the PC police for their own bad behavior or the periodic incidents of blatantly racist behavior by some UND students and sports fans. I have to interject on that, Sherry, because I assume she's talking about, the odd disrespectful T-shirt every now and then, or even the, the S-U-C-K-S chant that you heard on occasion. I mean, literally... 0.5% of the time at sporting events this stuff happened. It was always used by the opponents of the name. It rarely happened. I mean, that was, remember the NCAA went on to say it was hostile and abusive. Didn't provide any backdrop for that. Not possible. Anyway, pretty good back and forth on that if you want to keep that debate going on our Facebook page. Check it out. Dana Perino, former White House press secretary, author of the book, And the Good News Is, when we come back on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
Listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
I'm Insignor James Shea, president of the University of Mary in Bismarck. By offering 3 full semesters per year, the University of Mary gives you the option to get your bachelor's degree in 2.6 years. We call it year-round campus. And because you graduate sooner, you spend less, save more, and get a head start on your career. Less time, less cost, less debt. Come see how the University of Mary is proving that less can be more with our new year-round campus. Schedule a visit at yearroundcampus.com, yearroundcampus.com.
Scott Hill here to tell you about my pals at S&S Motors in Watford City. I bought a great truck, got a great deal, you can too. They have clearance pricing every day at S&S Motors Watford City. Internet specials every day at snsmotorsinc.com. Call Brent or Tim, they'll take care of you. Pre-owned 4x4, great deals. New Fords and Chevys too, and they'll bring it to you. Full service shop with 4 techs that can handle any and all of your repairs and vehicle maintenance. Just call Sonia, 701-444-2341. Online, snsmotorsinc.com. S&S Motors Watford City.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's ellisprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Attention, do you owe money to the IRS or have years of unfiled returns? Are you being audited or receiving threatening letters? If the answer is yes, you need help. The IRS can seize your property and assets, impose fines and penalties, garnish your wages, and even go after your bank account. Don't take on the IRS by yourself. Don't let the IRS destroy your life. Take action now. Call our team of experts for a free and confidential initial evaluation. We've helped thousands resolve their tax problems. Let us help you. 800-261-7073. 800-261-7073.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Has it, my friends? They do. You're thinking, well, Scott, it's Hedol's Auto Plus, so I know what you're talking about, right? It's the auto parts that you're talking about. Yeah, you're right. I mean, they have the right part for your car. And they're proud of the fact that they employ a whole lot of certified ASE counter professionals to help you find that part, answer your questions, get the right part for your vehicle. And I've had a great honor of talking to a lot of them and finding out about how much they love what they do at Hedol's. So Hedol's not only has that part, you're absolutely right, but they also have the people, like Kevin Lawson up in Minot, who has been with Hedol's a long time. Actually, that location, I think like 30 years, Hedol's has owned it for about 9 years. His dad was a mechanic growing up, a line mechanic, had his own shop and gas station, so he just grew up in it. And was around sprint cars, you know, went to his first race when he was about 6 months old. Isn't that pretty cool? And in the mechanic shop since he was 14, 15 years old, built his first motor when he was 15. And his first motor, first vehicle, a 289 Studebaker. How about that? And a 64 Fairlane, a two-door. He wishes he had that one back. I do, too. So if you see Kevin Lawson in Minot, you tell him, hey, how about that Fairlane? Or tell me a story about that 289 Studebaker, first motor you were building. Pretty darn cool. And Kevin Lawson in Minot at the Hedol's location is a story not unlike folks you'll find at every single Hedol's locations. Hedol's has it. Tell them Scott sent you. Stop and see the good folks there. All right. Our next guest is the author of a great book. The book is, and the good news is, Lessons and Advice from the Bright Side. You see her now on the Fox News Channel. She is the co-host of one of the most popular shows on cable television, The Five. She was the first ever Republican woman to serve as White House press secretary. 7 years she served in the administration of George W. Bush, Department of Justice and other places after the terrorist attacks on 9/11, ultimately as press secretary. And now has written a great book called And the good news is she's on our Newsmaker line. Hi, Dana. How are you?
Scott, it's such a pleasure to be on your show. It's been a while, and you have built such an institution of radio.
Well, thank you very much. It's nice to have you back, and good to hear your voice. And I have
of course,
many great...
I used to talk to you before, you know, when I was at the White House. I was actually usually arranging the interviews with somebody else. I never actually got to be the guest.
Yeah, I think one time you were a guest as a press secretary. We were doing one of those crazy radio rows or something under the tent. But you're right. Yeah, most of the time it was interacting with other folks and like Vice President Cheney and causing you guys fits. One of my favorite memories was you were deputy at the time, I think, to Tony Snow. And it was right before the midterms in what had been, what I guess, 06. And I went up for an interview with Vice President Cheney in his office. And, you know, we'd often bring questions from our audience. And somebody in the audience said, I want you to tell Vice President Cheney that if it takes dunking a terrorist in water, that's what we call in North Dakota a no-brainer. I had to turn it into a question rather than just a comment. So I said, do you agree, Mr. Vice President? It's a no-brainer. And he said, I do. And, of course, it went crazy viral. I got hate mail from Switzerland and stuff about that very comment.
Yeah, but you know what? You were right.
the North Dakota listener was dead on right. Yeah, exactly right. But at the time, of course, it was a little bit sensitive.
I actually mentioned North Dakota in my book.
How did I miss that? Where is it?
Well, it's in the advice section, so you might have missed it because, you know, a lot of young you're already successful in your career, so you don't need a lot of career advice. But there's a career advice chapter 5. And one of the things I encourage young people or people who are sort of looking for a career transition to remember is that you have to be willing to move. One of the things I find in Washington and New York City and even Southern California where it's like beautiful weather is that young people, they want their careers to advance, but they don't want to move. They're not willing to relocate. So I say, for example, if your boss says there's a promotion for you, but it's in Fort Wayne, Indiana, don't wrinkle your nose. Go. Try it out. And I try to talk about how small towns have a lot to offer, and they're trying to recruit talent. And my main example is North Dakota. And I say that if I were a younger person today, I would make my way to North Dakota. That doesn't mean I have to work in the energy business. But it's a state with so much promise, and if you ever had a dream of opening a restaurant or becoming a teacher or finding a small state college to sort of get your get a place where you could teach and write a novel, then North Dakota is a place to go. And my favorite line in the book of that chapter, I say that North Dakota is the Wild West with Wi-Fi.
That is a great line. And you know what? So true. You're absolutely right. I mean, you look at the other networks cheer when the unemployment rate dips down a little bit. Never mind the folks that are out of the workforce and all the other things behind it. Whereas North Dakota is completely bucking that trend with the fastest growing economy and lowest unemployment and just chugging along, largely as a result of energy development, but also North Dakota in general, even before this oil boom, has sort of avoided the ups and the downs that the rest of the country has. So it's great advice, by the way.
Yeah, I said it's, you know, a smaller town America, or it doesn't even have to be that small town, but if you're not, you don't have to live in Manhattan in order to be successful. You don't have to go to an Ivy League school in order to end up advising someone in the Oval Office. You know, life is sweet and it's such a gift. And if you really want to start out, I said you have to move. I tell these young people now that are graduating from Georgetown University and they want to work in politics. And I said, great. Get yourself to Nevada for the big Senate race out there. And, or go to another sort of location. You know, California's going to have a big Senate race. The Republicans are going to have a hard time, but why not go? Give it a shot. Meet some people.
No, it's great advice. Your line in your interview with Ms. Hasselbeck that aired again this weekend I thought was great when you talked about the blink between sitting on the wooden fence where you grew up and working for the President of the United States. I mean, that's how that happens, right?
Yeah, so I say that my great-grandparents walked into one side of the American dream, homesteaded in Newcastle, Wyoming, and 100 years later, I walk out the other side of the dream as the White House press secretary and the first Republican woman to do so. And the reason I wrote the title and the good news is that I'm very honest and candid in the book about my vulnerabilities, anxieties. I have them just like anyone else. And I'm a planner, so I always try to plan out my life, make a list, cross off everything that I'm supposed to be doing. And just when I get too wrapped up in that, God has had a better plan for me and intervened with something better. So, meeting my husband on an airplane. And also, I love chapter 3 starts off with the sentence that the day I got the press secretary job was the day I had planned to resign from the White House. You know, all of my plans are not as good as other things that were in store for me.
You know, I also appreciate the title, and again, this goes towards advice for younger folks because, you know, sadly, and we see a lot of this playing out now with the Baltimore and Ferguson and other things in the news headlines. There is a there's almost a cottage industry of getting groups of people to feel like they're victims, right? And you know, you can go through life just feeling like, you know, all the stuff that's thrown at you is you know, just bad luck and you know, gonna hold you down. But if you go through life saying no matter what comes your way, you find the good news in that. You find the silver lining and say, well, wasn't what I planned, but guess what I can do with it. You'd be pretty darn successful, won't you, Dana?
I think so, yeah. And I also take the chance to show what leadership was from my perspective as a follower when I got to work for President Bush for 7.5 years. I learned so much about humility and grace and dignity and focus and patriotism, all leadership qualities that you don't have to just learn in a White House. You can learn them other places, but you can also take some of the things that I suggested and apply them to your own life and realize that, you know, we have just such a blessing to have been born in America. And we have a responsibility to our country to give back. You know, democracy, as you know, Scott, it's a participatory sport. And the last chapter of the book is called Civility, Lost and Found. And I go back to some of those Midwestern values that I grew up with and that guide my commentary today for the most part, unless I lose my temper sometimes on the pod.
That can happen, especially with some of those folks you hang out with, you know.
And, I know. Yeah.
And all those crazy introductions of Greg Gutfeld for you there. So
I love those. She burps on a Triscuit.
Yeah, where he gets these is unbelievable. One of the things that caught my attention in the book, I just love the story about President Bush visiting the Wounded Warriors, and specifically, most of those occasions were really happy occasions. You had one incident you described where the president let a mother just scream at him. Talk about that and why he did that.
Yeah. You're right. There were, you know, out of 25 Wounded Warriors that we visited that day, that was my first visit going. That's why I remember it so much. It just really made a huge impression on me, of course. And towards the end of the 25 that we visited, one of the mothers was inconsolable, and I can understand why. I mean, her son was in the hospital bed on life support, and the prognosis was not good, and he probably was not going to live. And she was so upset. I remember they were from the Caribbean. And she was wailing. And the president initially tried to offer some comfort, but she was angry. And so he stood there. He met her gaze when she wanted to look up. And she yelled at him and wanted to know why it was her son in the bed and not his children. And I remember he stood there for as long as she needed to get it out. And then her husband... He wraps her in a hug and says to the president, thank you so much for coming, and shakes the president's hand. And we left and saw a couple more Wounded Warriors. And then we went out to Marine One. We got on the chopper, and it was silent, of course, in the chopper. It was such an emotional day. And he looked at me and he said, that mama sure was mad at me. And he literally looked out the window, and I remember he had one tear that rolled down his cheek, and he said, and I don't blame her a bit. And he didn't try to wipe it away. And I felt like that was a time when he felt like he just needed to absorb it and understand his responsibility and his role in the sacrifices that our men and women who volunteered to serve their country were making on his behalf. They understood the mission. Many of those wounded wanted to go back and fight again. But so many made the ultimate sacrifice.
25 of them that day, which we, of course, didn't know about. These were closed media events. Pretty amazing. Mike and Mandan, Fred Moorhead, Grant Fargo with questions for Dana Perino on the book. And the good news is we'll do that after a short timeout. This is What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. We're a growing community, a changing business climate, and the great minds behind the vision for our future. We're engineers and doctors, entrepreneurs and artists, ranchers, roughnecks, bankers, pastors, and every dream in between. where students from all 50 states and over 20 different countries, the teachers committed to their education, and the parents who love them, where the leaders of 4-H clubs, a daughter's dance instructor, a son's hockey coach, and the fans in the stands cheering them on. We're Watford City, and we are neighbors, newcomers, fifth-generation stewards of the land, and many more yet to arrive. We're big plans made and challenges met. Big dreams, big risk, and big success stories. We're Watford City, and we're busy building our home. And we're not the same. We're better. Come see for yourself or find out more at voicesofwatford.com.
It's hard to get a meal for $4 these days unless you stop at a PetroServe USA location and get that 4-for-4 deal. Hot stuff, personal pan, pizza, 20-ounce drink, and your choice of 2 cookies, all that for $4 all day, every day at a PetroServe USA location. Helping America fuel better, too, because you have choice at the pump when you fuel up at a PetroServe USA location under that red, white, and blue banner. That's right. Everything from E15 to E85 and E10, and they've got it all. Your choice. Helping North Dakota fuel better by connecting North Dakota's oil fields with North Dakota's corn fields. And there's a PetroServe USA location near you. When you stop, grab and go some great specials like Mike and Ike and Hot Tamales for 99 cents or Jack Link 2-ounce beef sticks, 2-for-5. Load up on Nestle Pure Life Water, 20 packs for only $3.99. Gardetto's $1.29 a bag. Pop-Tarts, 2-for-$1. Or those great deli express sandwiches are only $1.99 too. At a PetroServe USA location near you, PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Later today, fueled up by PetroServe USA, we have choice at the pump and the 4-for-4 special to fill up, too. The hot stuff personal pan pizza, the 20-ounce soda, the couple of cookies, great way to go.
Yes.
In that Ford F-150. My friends at S&S Motors, Watford City. Why not tomorrow with the broadcast from Farm Credit Services? Looking forward to that. Dana Perino is our guest from the Fox News Channel, former White House press secretary on a great new book. And the good news is chock full of advice for folks to move to North Dakota. We hope those young folks take advantage of it. We have some workforce needs here, for sure. Mike and Mandan, your question for Dana. Go ahead.
Yeah, good morning, Scott. Good morning, Dana. You guys
Hi.
Hear me all right?
Loud and clear.
Yeah.
Go ahead, yep.
Okay, two quick questions, and I'll hang up and listen. I didn't get your book yet, but I'm going to this weekend. But I was wondering, how in the world can you guys put up with Bob Beckel on your show there? My first question. And the second one, the 2016 field coming up, Republicans, GOP so far, kind of pick your brain a little bit. Who do you like? Who do you don't like? Who's got a chance? Who don't? And I'll hang up and listen. Thanks, Scott.
Thank you, Mike.
Great. Well, Bob Beckel, of course, one of the things I write in Chapter 6 in my book is called Civility Lost and Found. And I talk about getting to know people. Your political opponents are not necessarily your enemies. And he and I were kind of thrown together, and we used to take the train up and back to from D.C. to New York all the time. We got to know each other real well and became a very good friend of mine. And I love one of the stories in the book where I was so upset about the 2008 election results. I'm sorry, 2012. And I said to Bob, this is terrible. And I was embarrassed. This is off camera. And he said, oh, Dana, it's not as bad as losing 49 states like I did. And he was very kind to me, and he didn't rub it in when he could have. And then the second question, the 2016 field, it is crowded, and they're just at the beginning of the marathon where everybody is trying to elbow their way to the front. I don't know what's going to happen. I know that Megyn Kelly has an interview with Jeb Bush tonight, and I think Carly Fiorina and Ben Carson had pretty good rollouts last week. Everyone's going to have enough money to get through the debate season, which actually starts in 2.5 months.
Oh, my gosh. All too early. Grant in Fargo for Dana Perino. Go ahead, Grant.
Hey, Dana. Hey, congratulations on your book. I can't wait to get it. And I just want to – I know your dad from Alexandria, Mayor Perino. And I know that's where you get some of your great politics from. And we've got to get him out of retirement and maybe have him run for the governor of Minnesota. What do you think about that?
Well, that might be a cousin of mine. I don't think that's my dad's in Denver, Colorado, but we grew up in Newcastle, Wyoming, and we had a lovely upbringing. And it's one of the things I wanted to write about was how growing up on a ranch and in rural America was really what helped set me up for success.
Well, I want to thank you. I'm always looking at my daughters. Every year, time you're on TV, we talk about you. We're always looking for good role models. And so we're excited to get your book and steer my daughters.
Thank you. My favorite thing of the book tour has been hearing that parents consider me a role model for their daughters, and that means a lot to me.
That's cool. Thanks, Grant. Appreciate the call.
And this book is great for them.
It is. Yep. Fred Moorhead, your question for Dana Perino. Go ahead, Fred.
Yeah, good morning. I was just curious, I saw your show last evening on Fox,
mm-hmm.
and mm-hmm. In reference to how you got the story with your husband and the airplane and so forth, but I must have missed, how did you get into the press corps to begin with?
That's one of those transitions that I talk about. You know, I plan to be in journalism my whole life. And I went to the University of Illinois Springfield for a graduate degree. And it turns out when I started working in local news, I didn't like it that much. And I noticed a lot of bias, which I was surprised by, and I didn't like it. And so I ended up working, going back to Denver and doing what all good graduate students do, waiting tables and living in my parents' basement. And eventually, through a series of events, I ended up going to Washington, D.C. and answering phones for a congressman. And 6 weeks later, I had a chance to be a press secretary on Capitol Hill. I met a lot of friends along that way, and that's one of the pieces of advice I make, too, which is that young people and other people in career transitions, you don't need to just network, because networking means getting something from somebody else. What I did is I made a lot of friends, and I kept in touch with them.
That's
interesting. Interesting. Very
Fred,
interesting.
Fred, appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch, and appreciate all the calls. We don't have time for any more here today, but we do. I knew we'd get a nice cross section of questions, and we certainly did. The book and the good news is lessons and advice from the bright side. Number one accomplishment you hope to have in the books as a result of writing this book, Dana, would be what? What do you most want to accomplish with this?
My biggest accomplishment?
The outcome from writing the book.
You know what? Here's something that always happens, right, with people from sort of flyover country or middle America. The first publisher that asked me if I'd be interested in writing a book told me that this book idea, the one that I just wrote, the first publisher I talked to said it would never sell. And they wanted me to write a big salacious sort of gossip-oriented book or like an angry conservative woman book. And I said, well, then I don't want to write a book. So I put it on the back burner. When the other publisher came to me and said they wanted to try this book, and it landed at number one on the New York Times bestseller list. I just remember, you know, over and over, middle America is underestimated, but we're humble about it, and then we can really succeed. And it was really fun to have to imagine the New York Times writing that I was number one on their list.
I love it. Shoot for the stars. Dana Perino. And the good news is lessons and advice from the bright side. Great to hear your voice, Dana. Keep up the great work and all the best to you.
Great. Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye. More coming up on What's On Your Mind, folks. Don't go away. Actually, that'll be tomorrow. We'll have more coming up on What's On Your Mind because we're out of time for today, isn't it?
Yeah.
Where's the time go, Todd? God bless you one and all. Thanks for listening. See you tomorrow.
Are you a geotechnical engineer or a construction materials testing technician with years of experience? Then Braun Intertech would like to talk with you. Braun Intertech has been serving North Dakota with an array of geotechnical engineering, environmental consulting, and construction materials testing services for over 30 years. They're a company of over 800 employee owners and growing fast in North Dakota. A scientific company in the work they do, whether in the field, in the lab, or anywhere helping clients. And you're needed now if you're a geotechnical engineer or a construction materials testing technician with experience. You can choose your place of work, Williston, Minot, Dickinson, Bismarck, Fargo, Watford City, and live anywhere in between. BraunIntertech.com, BraunIntertech.com. Click on careers to find out more about this great company and these incredible opportunities. Braun Intertech, the science you build on. And listen for our special stop on the Best Places to Work tour, broadcasting live from the Braun Intertech Bismarck location on May 14th to find out more about these great opportunities from Braun Intertech. Online at BraunIntertech.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.